welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that is connecting in this moment. We are going to explore expression and how this might be a clue as to our relationship to one another and the ecosystem known as planet Earth. So in the past, probably 60, maybe 70 years, we have been led through mass media influence on how we operate, and we've been led through trends, we've been led through ways of being something other than we're not, and more than likely misled a little bit. So many of you might be familiar with the phrase living my passion and purpose, and this is part of one of those trends that has been put out in the book market, I don't know what genre it's put under. But if you look at the relationship of music and how there's so many forms and genres of music, that kind of gives us a clue that maybe we're not to follow trends, economic trends, business trends, food trends, clothing trends. All these different things can actually curtail us from being in our clear expression. And what I hope to inspire others to start thinking about, that it's not so much about passion and purpose, meaning that our purpose is to be a human here on planet Earth, and our passion is there or not. So if we look at the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom, we can see all these different varieties, but for instance, a rose is not trying to be a carnation, a bear is not trying to be a skunk, and then we could look at the bird kingdom, and we could see all these different expressions, meaning their song through the bird kingdom. They have different songs. They have different sounds, just like you do. So rather than worrying about your purpose, I would love for each one of us to connect to our harmonic, our song. And that's what we carry through with everything we do. So that way, we're not just passionate at work, and we get home, and we don't have our song with us when we're with our family. Or we just have our song with our family, but we don't have it at work. Once we can align to this, then we're in the frequency of being a human on planet Earth. So to start, I would love for you just to connect to, in your mind, where you've held back your expression, where you actually wear different masks in different locations, and begin to ask yourself why. And when we come back, we're going to shine a light on an inspiration, and it will reveal a clue as how you can start to connect to your song like the birds do in the woods.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your love? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the curious, that makes you James the weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique, but I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheek. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. and you assume you got something to offer. Secret shiny in you, but how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
So connecting back to here and this expression, and sometimes in work, in relationships, with family, meaning your birth family, we don't express ourselves. We're not within our song. We're maybe pretending to be the bear, but we're really a fox. Whatever it might be, the whole point of this segment is really to engage you in thinking about what that song is, what that song is in every moment. So if you're holding that frequency, then life becomes a lot more congruent with your intended flow, energetic flow in all situations. And guess what? The outcome is life is a lot easier. So the song that you just heard was by Rodriguez, Crucifying Your Mind. It's a beautiful story that I've shown a light on in the past. And the movie that you can watch to see more about his life is called Searching for Sugarman. And really kind of drives this point right to our throat. And someone that completely expressed and embodied who he was without attachment, non-attachment. So in the past, most recent past, as we were talking about earlier, passion and purpose and this law of attraction and all of these things that can mislead us a little bit because they put a lot of pressure on an outcome. However, if we know in every moment that we're in this alignment, and I've watched it within myself and others, I can feel when that frequency for them comes into alignment. I can feel it when it's aligned for me in the most effortless way. And it just feels good. And then you know, wow, I am in my flow in this moment, and I'm serving. And not only are you serving yourself, but you are authentically serving others. So the result is that there's no more manipulation, there's no more lies, there's no more fears. You know who you are, and you're okay showing up as that person. And there doesn't have to be giant peaks and valleys. You can be that at all times. It doesn't mean that you won't feel all of a sudden maybe frustrated, but you'll have the courage and the discernment and the grace to express that in a way that is in congruency with, one, your song, but also with your inner code of ethics, and which will yield the best outcome. So what would you like to express? I would love to hear. So again, if you have feedback, questions, please send them in to Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, T-O-R-O at gmail.com, a.k.a. she. So when you send those in, know that in the future, you can even hop on a live segment and ask some questions about this and really share some of your potential perceived obstacles to getting there. And I'll be happy to walk through some of these thresholds with you and open some doors. What would be a great practice to help engage you in being in harmony with self? Well, today, to shine a light on one organization, and there's several out there, but this jumped into my mind's eye as I was preparing for this segment, was Let's Get Outside Revolution. A lot of the national parks and international parks, depending where you live as to what that means, are inspired to get people outside. Now what happens when we get outside is we return to our natural state. We are intended to be humans. We are part of this ecosystem. We're not separate from it, and we are a species on planet Earth. So if we start to learn how to remember that, not learn, remember that, then we might be able to harmonize with our expression and do it with such beauty and grace. So this organization is Let's Go Outside Revolution, and what their mission is to engage children with nature and hopefully reverse some of the time that they spend indoors. So for many kids, they will spend 7 hours, they'll stay in front of a screen per day. 1 in 3 children in Canada are either obese or overweight. ADHD and other stress-related illnesses are an all-time high. So going outside, what this does is, because we have an electromagnetic relationship with the Earth, is that it gives us all a reboot, and it helps us get clear on what we want to express. Not what we want to be, but what we want to express and how we want it to do it. Because I guarantee you, that song you have in you, being a human being on planet Earth, can be carried over in many different quote-unquote things that you could do on planet Earth, from mowing a lawn to planting a garden to painting a picture. There's so many things that you could do and carry your signature through that. So they have put together ideas, concepts, ways that you can get outside and reverse some of the screen time that many kids and parents are realizing, that they might be spending a lot of time in front of technology and forgetting just to go outside. So there are a couple articles below that I've linked you into. One is called The Health Benefits of Being Outside. And these benefits are put together from the National Wildlife Federation. They will say the average boy or girl spends as few as 30 minutes in unstructured outdoor play each day, and more than 7 hours each day in front of an electronic screen. Now, that's a complete imbalance. So what they share in this article, you can read it and do a little bit of your own research, as I recommend everyone do. Don't just trust talking voices over the internet or talking heads that are sitting in front of you. Become informed. Body, the benefits are outdoor play increases fitness levels and builds active, healthy bodies, and an important strategy in helping the 1 in 3 American kids who are obese get fit. Number 2, spending time outside raises levels of vitamin D, helping protect children from future bone problems, heart disease, diabetes, and other health issues. Being out there improves distance vision, lowers the chance of nearsightedness. Mind, exposure to natural settings may be wildly effective in reducing, effective in reducing ADHD symptoms, and maybe wildly. Schools with environmental education programs score higher on standardized tests, math, reading, writing, and listening. Imagine that. Playing outside will improve those test scores. And number 3, exposure to an environment-based education significantly increases students' performance on tests of their critical thinking skills. Aho. The third thing, spirit. Children's stress levels fall within minutes of seeing green spaces. Again, what color is green connected to? Your heart. And how much green do we have on this planet? A lot. And we have a lot of blue. So two other clues, expression and heart. For the spirit also, play protects children's emotional development, whereas loss of free time and hurried lifestyle can contribute to anxiety and depression. Nature makes you nicer, enhancing social interactions, value for community, and close relationships. And so they have a fact sheet you can download and share with others. In addition, there's another article that you can connect to that will share with you from Harvard similar information And spending time outdoors is good for you, from the Harvard Health Letter. So it's a little sampling from them. And it talks again about your vitamin D levels. You'll get exercise. You'll be happier. Your concentration will improve. And you will heal faster. Remember those little birds? They go under the bush for a couple days and they come out healed. Their broken bones heal so beautifully. So think about the possibility of going outside and just play with it a little bit. Start spending more time outdoors and see what happens when you do this and how your life becomes more integrated to what you want to express. And see if your self-confidence increases, see if you feel a little bit better in your physical body, your spirit body, your mental body. And then you might be a little bit more clear. So think of nature as the reboot to align your body, reboot your electromagnetic system. And then you can consistently show up and know that you are in alignment with your voice. You're in alignment with how you want to express yourself. And you know you really deeply inside that you're not going to deviate from that. So in future segments, we'll talk about how important it is to stand your ground in your expression. It doesn't mean you don't compromise or you're not cooperative, but that expression of you as a human being here on planet Earth is really important, because we need people to be certain things. I was sharing with my mother today and father about his ability to create tension is such a gift, because it helps propel you forward. He gets things done. He doesn't stop. He will get things done so beautifully, and he motivates others to get things done. That's his expression. And if I were to change that within my father, which I couldn't because he can only change himself, but I don't want him to change, then it would take him out of congruency with himself. And why not celebrate that? Wow, thank you, Papa, for having tension so you could motivate me to move forward and many others. So this is what I'm talking about. When you know, oh, that's how I can show up in every moment, and I'll find my grace with it, I'll find my rhythm with it when I realize that I can really hold it in such beauty. So what we're going to do right now before we wrap up is we're going to listen to another segment, and this ties to expression in another way. Is how many times have we not expressed ourselves in relationships? So hopefully we can all start to contemplate and think about living in interdependent relationships. Again, this is how we were intended to live as the human species on planet Earth, in interdependence, not codependence. With a lot of this trend way of being and social media and electronics, we create codependency. So we're going to listen to a little segment by Ann Heaton called I Still Love You. How many times can you remember where you regret, that's just, we don't need any more regrets, that you didn't express something to someone. So this is another key. Nature can give you that reboot, will start to bring you in alignment. The second key is really expressing your emotions in the moment, not after the moment has passed. So as you listen to this, bring yourself back to any moment where you might have potentially been able to be more truthful, more honest, more kind in that moment, but really expressing yourself, and feel how freeing that would be in your heart. And then look forward and think about in the future where you would like to do that and how you could do that, little steps as you move forward. And then we'll come back and we'll wrap up.
I still love you after all this time. I still love you though you are not mine. People tell me I'll get over it, and I know they're wrong, but I can't live with them. Part of me, and I make decisions. love you, though you are not mine. People tell me I'll get over it, and I know they're wrong, but I can't live with that. I can't live without you, but I'll never live without loving you. So I let you go, even though I'm still loving you.
I'm Still Loving You by Anne Heaton. Well, we can probably all remember at least one moment where we didn't express ourselves, where we held back, we were fearful, we thought there was no way we had the courage to say something, or something horrible would happen if we really spoke up. As we started out talking about this expression, connecting with your expression, your song, and holding that song in all situations, and also never holding that song back. And these are so important. Can you imagine if all of a sudden the earthworms decided they weren't going to express themselves in their frequency as an earthworm? What would happen if the ants decided we're not going to move this fungus across the rainforest anymore? We don't want to do that anymore. The ecosystem starts to break down. So this is why I'm so excited about this, because we are human beings on planet Earth. That's our purpose. And if we can find our song, like the birds have their song in the bird kingdom, then I think we'll start to have a lot of fun together. There will be a lot less arguing, because you will be glowing, and that passion is just there because you're where you need to be. Hopefully during that segment you were able to revisit one of those moments, two of those moments in your life where you held back, you didn't speak up, you had a fear, or whatever it might have been, or a hesitation, or a conversation in your mind. And then hopefully you're able to spring forward and say, hey, next time this happens, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to actually say something. I'm going to speak from my heart. I'm going to speak in a way that will keep myself in alignment with my highest and best, and will make it really safe for me to do so, because you're not going in and you're not confrontational. You're not being argumentative. And see what happens. See what really, really happens when you do that. You might be surprised. So until we come back the next time, I would love for you, if you're inspired, to practice two things. One, to play with your voice, meaning your expression, and see if you can bring it to a more consistent thread when you're at work, when you're with family, when you're with family and friends, and see what happens when you do that. If you can always show up as you don't shift, change, or hold back. And then that holding back is the second practice. See if you can really share what you need to in your communication and expression. Instead of holding back, share it. Instead of oversharing, maybe rein it in a little bit, bring it into harmony, bring it into balance between your two energy fields. Not too soft, not too strong, see where it goes, and then add a little spice to it, meaning add a little passion to it, remembering that mystery sometimes leads to many different things, and you will have a lot of fun with it if you think of it as play. What we're going to do right now is allow you to stay here a little bit longer and connect with a beautiful song by Nako, and it's Medicine for the People. And I played this before, but it's a perfect way to start to connect to our potential harmony with this planet and one another. It's called Aloha Ke Akua by, again, Nako and Medicine for the People. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a big smile, and a namaste. Be simply.
Lend your ears, lend your hands, lend your movement, anything you can. Come to teach, come to be taught, come in the likeness and the image of God. 'Cause you can be like that, with all that humbleness and all that respect. All the power invested in me, be it hard to love my enemies. All of the black bags over the heads of the dead and dying. The more I understand about the human race, the less I comprehend about a purpose in place. And maybe if there was a clearer line, the curiosity would satisfy. Time-based prophecies that kept me from living in the moment. I am struggling to trust the divinity of all the gods and what the hell they have planned for us. I cry for the creatures who get left behind, but everything will change in the blink of an eye. And if you wish to survive, you will find the guide inside. I go back and forth every single day. The clarity it comes to me in the choppy waves. The feelings, the places, the seasons change. The galaxies remain. Energy fields pulling the body to space. The angels that accomplish seem the spiritual waste. The hate that gets me displaced from my spiritual base. Tenfold I'm on when the planets are blazing. Polar alignment, we're on assignment. Bodies on consignment. Return them to the circus. And what is the purpose? What is the purpose? And would you believe it? Would you believe it if you knew what you were for? And how you became so informed? Bodies of info, performing such miracles. I am a miracle, made up of particles. And in this existence, I'll stay persistent. And I'll make a difference. Ke Akua, aloha, aloha, kuleana, kuleana. Aloha, aloha, Ke Akua, Ke Akua. Aloha, aloha, kuleana, kuleana. I'm not a leader, just a creature seeking the features of a teacher. Where do you follow? Where do you lead? All the mysterious ways of nature, and I'm into it.
I'm into it.
Changing management.
Oh.
And there are various ways to conquer this monotonous metropolis. My stubbornness is bottomless. My fearlessness is talking shit, and I'm wide awake.
I'm wide awake.
And I'm taking names.
I'm taking names.
Do you speak to me like you speak to God? All the love and understanding between the Father and the Son. Do you believe in the perfectness of where you are? These are my people, these are my children, this is the land that I would fight for. My solidarity is telling me to patiently be moving the musical medicine around the planet in a hurry, 'cause
there's no time to wait.
I gotta wake up my baby, time to stand up and say we know what we are for and how we became so informed. Bodies of info performing such miracles. I am a miracle made up of particles. And in this existence, I'll stay persistent. And I'll make a difference. And I will have lived it. Aloha, aloha, Ke Akua. I will pray, I will
makeup and transcend the holy makeup. I am capable, I am powerful. The day that I don't wake up and transcend the holy makeup, I am on my way to a different place. I am capable, I am powerful.